Okay, this is Yvette Stalens recording Andrew Shaw at Horsey Manor on the 2nd of March 2015. Andrew, tell me a bit about yourself, when you were born, a bit about your family, your mum and dad, what did they do?
Oh gosh, well I was born in 1948. I've always lived in the Manchester area, one side of it or the other, as you can probably tell from my accent. My mother was a nurse. My father had worked for Esso Petroleum Company in some clerical fashion or other. We moved from the east side of Manchester when I was about 10 years old to Hale near Altrincham in Cheshire, which is about 10 miles south of the centre of Manchester, and I've, apart from university, I've lived there ever since. And I started dancing when I was, I don't know, a teenager.
Why was that?
Well, my first girlfriend, her whole family danced, mother, father and the two girls attended two local dance clubs, one in Sale and one in Bowden, which is just on the outside of Altrincham. And as the boyfriend, I was dragged along to the class in Bowden, where I steadfastly refused to dance for quite a long time, and then eventually I was given an ultimatum, you know, the sort of thing. Well, if you don't do it, you might as well not be here. So so I started, and I've been doing it ever since.
Yeah.
I mean, I was at grammar school then, at some stage in grammar school. I can't exactly tell you when, but I suppose I've probably been dancing now for, how old am I? 60-something. I'm probably dancing for 50 years now, yeah.
I know nothing about dance, I'm a singer, so tell me about the sort of dancing you do.
Well, it depends. It depends on the, you know, the club that you end up going to. I mean, the club that I was going to at that time was basically an English country dance club, a Playford-style dance club. And the people running it were using Cecil Sharp's country dance books, his interpretations of the Playford dances, fine old lady playing away on the piano, you know. Yeah, and I mean that's what attracted me to the dances, really, because the music is just, I mean, it's amazing, the music. You never get tired and you keep finding new tunes that are just absolutely wonderful, you know. And so I've always been a historian at heart. I mean, it's not what I did at university, because I could never get good enough grades in my history exams. I mean, I ended up doing a language degree, but I've always been a historian at heart. So I was always interested in the background to the dances, where they came from, etc., etc. And I mean, for a long time, that was just a sort of an interest, a hobby, you know. And I don't know, I met Tom Cook, who again you won't have heard of, but he interpreted dances. He was interested in the origins of the dances, and he did an enormous amount of research on the background to the Playford style dances. He amassed an amazing archive. In the days when you could get photocopies of these original books without huge expense, you know, and he amassed copies of practically every English country dance that was published between 1651 and, say, 1730, and quite a lot of material after that. And he analysed this material, and he produced this two-volume manuscript called The Assembly, which is an analysis of all these dances and the background to them and the history of the books they were published in, I mean, this was never published. It was not in a form that could have been published. But, you know, there's a copy in Vaughan Williams. There's a copy in America. I've got his original. So I met Tom Cook. He used to run an annual English country dance course at Burton Manor College, which is on the Wirral in Cheshire. It belonged to the Gladstone family, you know, the Prime Minister originally, or one of his family anyway. And it was one of these adult education colleges. So he used to run a weekend every year, and his emphasis at this weekend was on dance interpretation. So he would present the dances that he'd been working on during that year, and he would get the people there, those who were interested, to have a go at it themselves, you know. And that was the turning point for me. I mean, that's what turned the hobby into the all-consuming passion, you know. I'd suddenly found this, well, I don't know, a passion is the word, yeah, it was a passion, because it suddenly, this what had been in there suddenly sort of developed in a way. And I mean, I'd been calling dances, teaching dances. I started just at my own club, and then, you know, you get asked to do a dance locally, and then you get asked to do a dance regionally, and then what made the difference to me in my calling was being invited to Lichfield Folk Festival by Ken Alexander. Suddenly I started getting asked to call all over the country, because people, you know, there's people from all over the country at Lichfield, and they say, oh, we danced to Andrew Shaw at Lichfield, it's quite good, why don't we have him for one of our dances? So, I mean, I was quite well known as a caller at that time.
When would that be, roughly?
Oh, gosh, I can't tell you. I'd have to go home, and I've got a terrible memory for dates and ages and names.
Is that the time you came to Halsey, roughly? What brought you to Halsey?
Well, what brought me to Halsey was Tom Cook, basically, because his club, he belonged to a club called the Neston Folk Dance Club on the Wirral. That's where he lived. And they ran a club weekend here every year, this time of year, February, half-termish. So we, Sally and myself, we were invited to come along. They filled it, they got their, as many as their club dancers who wanted to go signed up, and then if there were places left, they opened them to anybody else who wanted to come. So we became regulars at the Neston group weekend here. So that's how I came to Halsey in the first place. And then when Tom got too old to travel and was not wanting to call as much, they asked me if I would take over running their weekend, which I did for, I don't know, 2 or 3 or 4 years, I can't remember. And then when they decided, because, you know, the club was getting older and the number of people coming every year was dwindling, they decided that enough was enough, and they were not going to run it anymore. I said I would take over the weekend. So that's when I started running these things under my own name. And I did a first series of six. And I then took a break. I kept the date and I gave it to Philippe, the Belgian chap who was here, Philippe Callons. He did a year. And then I've just done another series of 8 weekends, and I've just told them that this is the last of that particular series. I am hoping to be back here next February doing something else with
what
the date.
What makes Halsey special?
What makes
about
it
Halsey
special? Well, its location, the building, and I mean, when you've got people living in on site, you get a completely different atmosphere than if they're out in bed and breakfast or whatever, like at a festival. It's completely different because you become like You know, you're sleeping together in some cases. I mean, we're always sharing with another couple because of the... I mean, the weekend's always full. It's always been oversubscribed. So those people who come from my club, you know, are happy to share rooms. So we always share rooms. So you're like a big family. And it just makes for a completely different atmosphere. I mean, what people keep saying to me, people who've come for the first time, oh, it was so friendly. Everybody was so friendly, you know. We were really quite... We were a bit concerned before we came how it was going to work out, whether we'd be happy, whether we'd fit in. And everybody was so friendly with us. It was wonderful. So, you know, you're in a different world when you're here.
This is going to have to be my last question, I'm afraid, Andrew. I would love to talk to you further, and I might well do that, actually, if you wouldn't mind, because you've got a lot I want to ask you about, but I have a quiet,
yeah,
as you know.
Yeah.
If I was to ask you to describe what Halsey meant to you in your life, what would you say?
Well, as a caller and a dance researcher, this weekend that I run here is the high point of my year. I have the best musicians. I have Paul Hutchinson and John Hymas. They played for all eight of these. Well, Paul Hutchinson has played for all 15 of my weekends here. And he's without doubt one of the finest accordionists you could hope to work with. And John Hymas is just a brilliant violinist. And they can do wonderful things with these tunes. You heard them. I mean, you've heard what they do. So I have some of the best dancers I can get who want to come on this. I have the best musicians. I do an awful lot of preparation for this weekend because it's where I present what I've been doing for the previous 12 months, whatever I've been working on. So it is the high point of my year, you know, and when I was telling them last night that this was the last of the series, I mean, I had tears in my eyes. I couldn't, you know.
Well, from what I've heard, that you are the high point of people's years as well, because I heard so much positive feedback about you as a caller. I just knew I had to talk to you this morning, so thank you very much.
Well,
indeed.
My pleasure. Terrific. My pleasure.